look at several verses of scripture today. Romans chapter 8, and we're going to look at verses 14 through 17. And we're going to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit in believers. The work of the Holy Spirit in believers. We've been talking about vision around here on Wednesday nights and Sundays and preaching on vision and talking about what God is doing and the work of the Holy Spirit and the things of that nature. And as I said a couple times, you know, everything that we do with the vision, all our visions wrap around, we got to look up. We got to look upward. We got to look to the Lord. We got to be led by the Holy Spirit if we're going to do anything in this life that is worthwhile. Then we need to be led by the Spirit of God. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit, not only in this church and this congregation, but you and I as individuals, we need to make it a habit. If we didn't do it in 2011, in 2012, we need to be led and led by the Holy Spirit of God. Let God lead us, let Him guide us and direct us, and if we do that, He'll do it because He never fails. He's God and He's alive and well. Amen. So we'll be in Romans chapter 8. We'll look at verses 14 through 17, and we're going to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit in believers. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we give this service to you. We give these people to you. We give this congregation, this church, this land. We give you our bodies, our soul, and our mind, Lord, this morning to you, to use for your honor and glory. Father, we dedicate everything about this building, this church, and Father, this ground and the people to you this morning, Lord. And Father, we give it to you. We ask you, Lord, defeat the devil, bind him, cast Satan, his demons, and workers outside this church and away from this property. They're not wanted here, Lord. And Father, we just ask you for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God to come down and fill this place, the Lord, today. Do what only you can do. Father, just do the miracles that only the work of the Father can do and the drawing of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just ask you, Father, that today, if there's one or more here, I need to make Jesus Lord of life. Father, today would be the day that they make that decision. Father, there's folks that are here looking for a church home today. Father, Lord, that you impress upon their heart that this is the place you desire them to be. Lord, I pray that you bring us together in one mind, one body, in the unity of the Father. And Lord, in the spirit of you. And Father, let us be led by your Spirit today. Fill our hearts, fill our minds, fill our souls, Lord. Fill our mouth with the words that you desire us to speak. Father, I pray that you'd open up the hearts and minds of your people today. And Father, that you would bless them to receive your word and apply it to their life, the Lord. That we can carry out your will, your way, and your work that you have designed and desired for us to do. Individually, corporately, as the body of Christ, right here at Crossroad Community Church. May you be honored and glorified and exalted above all. Father, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. And we acknowledge that and exalt you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. The work of the Holy Spirit in our lives as a vision for 2012, being led by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. He tells us in Romans chapter 8, in verse 14 and following, he said, for as many as are what? Led. He said, for as many as are led by the what? Spirit of God, not of man, not of you, not of me. We're being led by the Spirit of God. As long as we're led by His Spirit, we'll never go wrong. We'll never go astray. As long as we keep our eyes and focus on Him, being led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. When I think about the work of the Holy Spirit in believers, I think, my friends, a problem with the majority of Christian people, the majority of churches today, is they've got away from being led by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And if we're going to do anything, my friends, we've got to be led by the Lord. We've got to get in His Word. We've got to study it. We've got to get on our knees and pray to Him. We've got to gather together as a body of believers worshiping, and with that being in one mind and one accord, we can be a force to be reckoned with when it comes to Satan, my friends. We've got to come together and be those people that are led by the Spirit of the Lord. He said in verse 14, as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We should follow the Holy Spirit. Let Him lead us in every detail of our life, my friends, even as the disciples followed Christ when He was on earth. My friend, being led by the Holy Spirit in every detail of our life, everything that it is that we do, through our prayer life, through our study time, through attending church, through being a witness for Him. We've got to be led by the Holy Spirit of God, my friends, if we're going to accomplish anything that's worth accomplishing this year. We've got to be led by the Spirit of God. We've got to get in tune with what the Lord wants us to do. We've got to get in His Word and open it up and study it and apply it to our life. Like 2 Timothy 2:15 says, to study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, getting in God's Word and studying it. And then as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us, to pray without ceasing. We've got to be people that are prayed up and studied up if you and I are going to be in tune and be led by the Holy Spirit of God. We've got to be in tune with Him. If we're going to be led by Him, then you've got to get in tune with Him, my friends. In tune with what the Lord wants to do in your life and my life. In every arena, He wants to lead in every detail. In every aspect of our life should be led and brought under submission and subjection to the presence and the power and the authority of Almighty God. My friends, we've got to get in tune with Him. We've got to be led by the Holy Spirit in believers' lives, my friends. As I've told you in times past, and I've told you before my feet hit the floor in the morning, I give my mind, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my hands, my feet to the Lord, because I know, my friends, the next corner that I'm around, Satan's going to try to throw a stumbling block in the way. And we need to be prayed up and studied up and bring our bodies, our minds, under submission and authority to the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. My friends, to help us to be able to make it through the next moment, to be able to make it through the next minute, to be able to make it through the next day and the next hours and things that lie ahead. We've got to be led by the Spirit of God. We've got to be in tune with Him and what He wants us to do. So number one, if you are taking notes, my friend, I pray that the vision that we get this year and the vision that we have will be led by the Spirit, be led by the Holy Spirit in our life, and that we'll live lives that are holy and represented unto Him. Being a Christian means Christ-like, living a life like Jesus. Being Christian, if you wear the title of a Christian, that means there's a certain way we need to act, a certain way we need to live, a certain way we need to talk. Grant, our youngest son, he's 6, and he went to a birthday party yesterday, or Friday, and he spent the night with some neighbors down the road, and they're church folks, and they had a little kid that came over, and there's some things in our house that are unnecessary words, not that they're bad, but we just say unnecessary, something like saying to one another, you need to shut up. Shut up. Well, that's unnecessary. We don't have to say that. Or you're stupid. You know, they're calling each other, you're just stupid. You know, there's some things that are unnecessary. Or, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. And stuff like that. So Grant was at this party, and this little boy kept saying, oh, my gosh. And finally, Grant says, you're using God's name in vain. You need to stop that. Don't you be using His name like that. That's not how it's meant to be used. And so the parents come home last night with Grant, and they were telling us all about Grant and him being a little minister and a little witness around there, that when them kids got out of hand and they said something that he didn't agree with or thought that it wasn't lining up with what the Lord's supposed to be doing, he told them about it. They said it was amazing. We didn't have to whoop none of them. Grant took care of them. You know, being led by the Holy Spirit, being led, being that example. As Christian men and women, we need to be examples for the Lord. We need to exemplify those Christian avenues and virtues in our life that God has instilled within us, being led by the Holy Spirit. Number two, the Holy Spirit produces fruit in the believers, fruit in you and me. In Galatians chapter 5, I pray that one of our visions for this year is that you and I will produce those characteristics that bring honor and glory to the Lord, that we produce those characteristics that want to produce fruit for Him. My friends, He tells us in Galatians 5, in verse 22 through 25, He says this. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit, being led of the Spirit, fruit that exemplifies Christ in your life and my life. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. and they that are Christ, they that are Christ, have crucified the flesh with the afflictions of the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God, being led by the Holy Ghost. My friend, it ought to produce a spirit in your heart and a spirit in mine, that we are to produce the fruit. We are to produce things of love, of joy, of peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Those are things that are fruit of the Spirit that are exemplified in Christian living. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no God. And in verse 24 he says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions of the lust. When it talks about have crucified the flesh, what's some of the things it's talking about? We'll look back up a few verses ahead of that in verse 19 in the same thing. Verse 18 actually says, but if ye be what? Led of the Spirit. Well, if ye be led of the Spirit. Verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh. And we'll go back over here to verse 24. It said, and they that are Christ have crucified the what? Flesh. This is what's crucified. Now the works of the flesh in verse 19 are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such alike, of which I tell you before, as I've often told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. My friend, God and where we're going is a place of purity. It's a place of holiness, my friends. And we need to get all this stuff in our lives, letting the Holy Spirit of God work within your life and my life, that anything we just read in verses 19 through 21 that God can remove, he can take it away. If we be led by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, he can release you from any of that stuff. Release you from the bondages that you might be under today. With what we read, if we just submit our bodies to him and bring our bodies under submission and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, he will take away those things we read in verses 19 through 21. And my friends, as you and I are Christians and children of God, those things ought to not be even evident in our life. They ought to be, because he tells me in 1 Corinthians 5:17 or 2 Corinthians 5:17, he tells me, he says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, and I become a new creation in Christ. A new creation in Christ. And if we bring our body under submission and subjection to him, those old things will pass away. It's like this. I told you before, you've got two dogs. My friend, you got a black dog, and you got a white dog. And you got them, and you're feeding the one. Let's say you're feeding the white dog, and you're starving the black dog. And you're feeding and you're nourishing in this one. You're giving him water. You're taking him to the vet. You've given him all the shots it needs. You're giving him the nutrients that he has, that it takes to sustain life. And the black dog over here, you're starving to death. And all of a sudden, it becomes a fight day. And you turn them two dogs loose. Which one's going to win? The one that you've been feeding, the one that you've been nurturing, the one that you've been giving nutrients to. That's the same way in your walk with the Lord. My friends, if you want to rise up to newer heights and newer levels and be led by the Spirit of God, then you got to get in God's Word. You got to get in prayer with him, my friend, to be able to do battle against Satan. But my friends, if you're not willing to study God's Word, you're not willing to come to church, you're not willing to spend time on your knees and spend time in his Word, then my friends, when a little something comes your way, it's going to knock you off your feet. Going to knock you off the feet. It's going to eat your lunch, my friends. You've got to be prayed up and studied up and led by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. As Christian men and women, as it said in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 through 25, there are things that need to be evident in your life and my life as a child of God. Love, patience, long-suffering, forbearing, forgiveness, and those things, my friend, are to be evident in the child of God's life. And then in verses 19 through 21, those things that it talked about there, we are to be putting to death, putting away, getting them out of our life through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. If you turn it over to him, my friends, and you give it to him, any of those things, any bondage that you honor, he wants to loose you and set you free today. Loose and set you free through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Number three, the Holy Spirit strengthens the inner man. The Holy Spirit strengthens our inner man. In Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 14 through 21, I hope, my friends, this is our prayer this year for 2012. Lord, that you would strengthen my inner man, Lord. That you would strengthen my inner being, Lord. That I again bring my body under submission and power and authority of the presence of God. Lord, that you would strengthen my prayer life. You would strengthen my walk with you, Lord. In Ephesians 3, in verse 14 through 21, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit. It strengthens the inner man. It says, for this cause, I bow my knees. That means I pray. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, that to be what? Strengthened with might by his Spirit. Where? In the inner man. That Christ may dwell where? In your hearts by faith, that you being what? Rooted and grounded in love. Being rooted and grounded in love in God's word, that you may be able to comprehend, understand with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I pray all the time, Lord, let your people this year, in 2012, Father, would you strengthen them by your might of the inner man. Lord, would you give them a comprehension of your word, Lord. Will you fill them, God, with the fullness of God. Not unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. My friends, we're wanting to build a building around here. My God's got the means and the necessities to get the building done. And it says through him, he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be the glory in the church, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, a world without end. Amen. The Holy Spirit comes within us to strengthen us. The strengthening results in becoming rooted and grounded in the love of God, becoming rooted and grounded in the Word of God. My friends, that's what strengthens us from the inside, is getting in His Word, fellowshipping with brothers and sisters in Christ, being rooted and grounded in the Word and in the love of God, and some amazing things happen. And that's the reason we're experiencing the growth that we're experiencing here. We're loving one another that is in this place. That's the reason we have amazing business meetings where there ain't no fighting in here, because I'm packing, I'll shoot you if you start a fight anyhow. And so that's the reason we don't have it in here. That's the reason we get along. It's because God is evident in your life and my life. And it's evident of what the Lord is doing in here. I hear it all the time. This is one of the friendliest churches I've ever been in. This is one of the most exciting Baptist churches I've ever been a part of. And it's because we're excited about the Lord. It's because we're rooted and grounded in God's word, and rooted and grounded in the love of God, and being led by the Spirit of the Lord, being led by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. It becomes evident in your life, in my life, and it becomes evident in this community. It becomes evident in this city. It becomes evident at your job site. I ran into a man this week that talked about Brother Earl, and he said, let me just tell you. He said, it doesn't matter what kind of situation that I'm in at work. It doesn't matter what kind of problem that I have. I know that if I went to Brother Earl, he would stop right then and there in what he's doing, and he'll pray for me on the spot. That's what we need to do. Why? Because so many times when people come up to you and me and say, would you pray for me? And you turn around, you walk off, you're going to get busy, and more than likely you're going to forget to pray for them. And then you lied without even knowing that you did. My friends, when somebody says there's an issue, somebody says there's a problem, will you pray for me? Stop on the spot and pray for them. Pray for them. It'll do wonders for them. You'll be there. Thank you for it. My friend, being led by the Spirit of God, it strengthens the inner man. Number four, the Holy Spirit brings the Word of God to our remembrance. He tells us in John 14, 26, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. whatsoever I said unto you, he says, my friend, the Holy Spirit will bring the words of God to our remembrance. If we're in tune with him, if we're led by the Spirit of God, if we ask him to strengthen our inner man and who we are, if we ask him to help us have a better study time, if we ask him to help us to have a better prayer life, is there anybody in here that don't need to work on studying the Bible or praying? Good, I ain't got to preach online. We all need to work on study time. We all need to work on praying and seeking God's will and praying about what the Lord wants us to do and what he have us to do. Amen? Seeking God and what he have us to do. There's my main man just walked in the house. Antron Dallas. Amen. Me and Antron, give him a hand, folks. Been after Antron a while. Amen. Antoine and I go back 25 years when he wrestled for Palaka High and I wrestled for Clay High, and I whooped him every time on the mat. Woo! Glory to God. That brings good memory back. Now, Antoine's always been 70 pounds, 80 pounds heavier than I am, and he and I would have so much fun when our teams come together at Clay High. We would be the clowns of the wrestling match. Everybody else would be shaking in their shoes about who they were meeting up with. He and I would be out warming up on the mat and fighting each other and wrestling each other around, keeping the audience live and well. Good to see you, Antoine. Thank you for being here, brother. Amen. And so we get in God and have his Holy Spirit working in us. And the Holy Spirit strengthens the inner man in whom we are. Not only that, but the Holy Spirit brings the Word of God to our remembrance. And my friends, in that time, in that place where we are, and you go in and you're witnessing to somebody, and you're telling them about Jesus, God will bring back, the Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance those verses that you have learned, those scriptures that you have applied to your life. God will bring them back to you. My friend, he will never fail you. Hebrews says he'll never leave you nor forsake you, my friends. He will bring it back in a time that you need it the most. God will reveal those verses of scripture to you. My friends, just like, you know, when we were with Brother Leroy and Miss Charlotte, And the mom was bleeding to death. I didn't have a scripture or a Bible right in my hand, but God brought back Ezekiel 16:6. And we claimed it and we believed it. And my friend, the blood stopped. And she was in a room. And the next day or two, she was at her granddaughter's wedding, which was her wishes. God will bring back those verses of memory to you. You get an opportunity to witness to somebody, to lead them to the Lord. I'm telling you, God will give you those verses of scripture that you need to make that happen, my friends. If you're led by the Spirit of God, if you will get prayed up, studied up, and have fellowship and get in tune with God and be in tune with the Holy Spirit this year and let him lead you, my friends, you won't have a problem with leading somebody to the Lord. You won't have a problem with sharing with them, my friend, what they must do to be saved. God will lead that and give you those verses of scripture and bring them back to your remembrance. Number five, my friend, the Holy Spirit reveals to us the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the deep things of God. In 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, it says this. It says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither had it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. He says, for you and me, my friends, when you think about the things of God, and you think about what God has done for you and me, it says that eyes have not even seen. It said our ears haven't even heard. It says neither had it entered the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. It said God hath revealed them unto us by his what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. When I think about those things, I think about the Holy Spirit revealing. I think about the revelation of the Holy Spirit revealing to you and me things in our heart. There's been times that, you know, through the altar calls and the benediction, God, I'm being drawn by the Spirit of God so much that I know the exact individual, the person that's supposed to walk forward that day. It's like a magnet. It's just like the Holy Spirit is drawing me to them. And I feel them and my heart goes out. It breaks my heart when the Lord deals with me like that. And he reveals to me the person that it is. And it's just like the Holy Spirit is like a magnet. It's drawing me to them. And I can feel them. And I can reach out and touch them. And know that they need to move today. It's the Holy Spirit leading us, my friends. If you're led by the Spirit and you're in tune with God, you will have a revelation of what the Lord wants to do in your life and my life. Being real with the Lord, being in tune with him, and he'll reveal those things to us. When I think about what it said, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither had it entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for those that love him. I think about Revelation 21. And I think about just a few things that in Revelations that it talks about. In 18, it's talking about the building of the walls of Jasper. I can get a glimpse. My eyes haven't seen it yet. And my mind won't fathom it yet. And there's things that haven't been revealed yet. But God reveals just a little bit to us in his word of what heaven's going to be like. He said it's a building, a wall of jasper. He said there are streets that are pure as gold, like a clear glass. My friends, I can't even imagine what that looks like. He said, and then there's foundations on the wall of the city. It's garnished in precious stones, like jasper and sapphire. And he goes on and says sardonyx, and goes on down and talks about amethyst. In verse 21, he says, and there's 12 gates with 12 pearls, and each several was of one pearl. And the street of that city again was pure gold as it was transparent glass. He said, and I saw no temple thereon, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. He said, and the city had no need of sun, neither moon to shine on it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And he said, and the Lamb is the light thereof. There's just a little glimpse of what heaven's going to be, a little glimpse of what he tells us is going to be waiting for us over on the other side for the child of God, my friend. A little glimpse of what the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us, revealing through his word, my friend. Reveal it if we just get in tune with him and be led by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. My friends, there be amazing things he wants to reveal to your life and my life in 2012 if we just be willing to be led by the Spirit of God, being led by the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit work in your life and my life. And number six, the Holy Spirit imparts to the believers a concern for spreading the gospel and the salvation of souls. He tells us in Acts 1:8. He says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. When I think about that, he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Being led by the Holy Spirit imparts it into the believers and gives us a concern, I hope, about spreading the gospel that Jesus saves, my friend. And we need to make us salvation known to those that are out there. He said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem. Your Jerusalem is where you live, your community, your county, your city, where you're at, my friends. You're to witness in your Jerusalem, and then in our Judea, our state, my friends, that needs Jesus all around here. And then he said in Samaria, the United States of America, it needs the word of God. My friends, especially from here to the White House, they need a serious dose of it. Oh, listen to me. And then he said into the uttermost part of the earth, all around the world, we need to be led by the Spirit of God. Carry out the Master's plan. Carry out the work of the Lord. My friend, receiving the power of the Holy Ghost is come upon us, and we shall be witnesses for him in Jerusalem, where we're at now, in Judea. Carry out revival in the state. Maybe it'll break out in Samaria, in the United States, and then go across the world, my friend, into the uttermost part of the earth. Are you ready? Danny, you and the praise team can come back up. Are you ready, my friend? Are you ready for 2012? Are you willing? Are you ready to be led by the Spirit of God? Are you willing? Are you ready to be led by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God? My friend, you can be that way. You can be that way if you surrender your heart and life to Him. You get in tune with Him, my friends. You get prayed up. You get studied up. You get in tune with the Lord, my friend, and He'll lead you to greater heights than you've ever imagined. He'll lead you further than you could ever think about going through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. My friend, let Him lead us today. As I started out in verse 14, in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, as I started out, it says, "For as many are as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Being led by the Holy Spirit, my friends. And then that Spirit in us that leads us by His Spirit, it ought to produce in us the fruit of the Spirit. It ought to produce in us a love that we have for our brothers and sisters in Christ, a love that we have for this lost and dying community. It ought to produce in us a love, my friend, that we want to experience the fruit of the Spirit, and then be strengthened by the inner man. And then, my friends, take the Word of God and let Him bring it to remembrance as we study it. And His Spirit will reveal in us, my friend, what we need to do and the deep things He has in store for us. And His Spirit imparts into us, my friends, about spreading the glorious gospel that Jesus saves. If we get in tune with Him and do it God's way, my friends, there's great and mighty things that God wants to do in your life, in my life, in the life of this church. My friend, if we just get in tune with Him. Maybe you say, "Well, I don't know any of that. I haven't never experienced being led by the Spirit of God. I haven't experienced being strengthened by the inner man. I don't know what you're talking about." Oh, my friends, you come. If you've never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you've never invited Him in your heart, you come, and I'll share in you in Scripture what you must do to be saved. My friends, so you can be filled with the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost in your life, my friend, and then you will know what it is to be led by the Spirit of God. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. My friend, we would love to be your church. I'd love to be a pastor. Maybe you're here and you need to pray about 2012. Lord, fill me with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, give us all a dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that we can be excited about what you want us to do, Lord. Maybe that's you. You need to pray. Lord, renew my strength. Lord, renew my commitment. Lord, renew my ability to pray every day. Lord, renew in me a fresh and a renewed spirit that I want to get in your word and read it. Lord, renew in me a spirit that whenever the church doors are open, I want to be there to worship and praise the Lord. Lord, renew in me that spirit to get on fire about what it is you want to be done and being led by the Spirit in the presence of God. Maybe you need to pray about that. Maybe it's something else you need to pray about. You come and be obedient to the call of God upon your life today.